This is the Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, swimmers are being warned to stay out of the sea for at least 48 hours after heavy rainfall due to pollution fears. The Environmental Protection Agency says this warning applies to all beaches at all times, and it comes as the agency publishes its latest bathing water quality report. The report found four bathing areas: Clifton Beach in Galway, Lilliput in Westmeath, Cuas Crum, I hope I'm pronouncing that properly, in Kerry, and Balbriggan Beach in Dublin. They all failed to meet the minimum standards last year. Well, Henry McKean has been in North Dublin speaking to swimmers on different beaches. Joins us now live from Portmarnock Beach. Henry, what have swimmers been saying to you?
Well, there is disappointment. Obviously, here in Portmarnock, they've got excellent water. But in Balbriggan Beach, I met a swimming group called Selkies, and the EPA, their advice is against bathing in Balbriggan.
The girls are complaining about the smell, and they can see some oil. For me, it's fine, yeah.
I've never had any problems. I've never gotten sick here.
You've always felt okay?
I've always felt okay, yeah. Yeah, after heavy rain, I probably wouldn't go in straight after.
Because there was heavy rain 48 hours ago.
Was there?
It was very heavy. But you went in anyway.
And we just come out.
So, yeah, yeah.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine so far anyway.
Well, I'm pretty new to this now. I've only gone in a few times in the last couple of weeks. I don't tend to dip my head under the water too much. I tend to just dip briefly under the water. So mostly it's my body that's submerged. Particularly with COVID, I suppose if you see the amount of people going out and enjoying the water now, it's kind of more important now than ever, isn't it, really?
From the river, it comes in here, and you know, with heavy rain, that it's not great to swim here. Restrictions are getting eased, but at the end of the day, for people, this is all they have sometimes.
So this helps you get through
the
pandemic?
Yeah, it helps me personally a lot, because you know, when we couldn't go to the next county or wherever, it's very therapeutic to go in, even if it's freezing. You know, we've been swimming throughout the winter. I personally haven't felt unwell, no, and the girls here swim every day too.
Joanne, you're just out of the water, you went for a dip. How did you find the water?
Cold. It was okay, it wasn't super clear. It was clearer than it has been in the past couple of days. But, you know, you can't tell, I guess.
In lockdown, the only thing we have to keep our mental health is the water. So the council should make facility for us and clear water.
Yeah, the Selkies swimming group there in Balbriggan Beach, the beach which of course failed to meet those minimum bathing standards. You spoke to people as well, other people locally, including a councillor, about what's being done, Henry?
Yeah, beaches.ie. If you go online to beaches.ie and type in your beach, you can find out what the water quality is like. I got to meet Tom O'Leary. He's a local Fine Gael Fingal councillor.
I note the EPA report this morning, which said 142 out of 148 beaches came out okay, but unfortunately Balbriggan failed that test. There was a few of the beaches that did, and this is to do with testing over 4 years. And we had a couple of small incidences where we failed, e.g. last year, it was a pump failure in Balbriggan. And yes, when we have heavy rain, we seem to have challenges with dealing with the offfall from the heavy rain, which seems to trigger failures in testing results in Balbriggan. But generally, we're doing well. Certainly in my area, in Skerries, Loughshinny, Balbriggan, Rush Lusk, or not Lusk, Rush, we're doing okay. We're pretty consistent and improving all the time. But whatever's going on in Balbriggan, we definitely need to do more testing. And I do support the call from the EPA. Dr. Emer Cotter, EPA Director, the Environmental Protection Agency, and a former councillor in Rush, who suggested that we should do regular testing every day, nearly, or all year round. We're only doing it from June to September. We need to do it more often. We need to do it regular, and there is the technology out there to do it. And DCU have a special unit that deals with all that sort of stuff, a marine unit, and they have some very interesting DNA technology that we could use for regular testing. So we need to up our game, and our government need to provide the money to the councils to do it.
Henry, tell me, did you go for a swim yourself?
I didn't, but I did actually go for a swim on Sunday. The advice is not to go for a swim at the moment in the Balbriggan area, simply because there has been heavy rainfall in the last 48 hours. But I did go on Sunday, and it was refreshing. It was very refreshing. I got to meet Sabrina Joyce Kemper. She's a resident of Portmarnock, and she's also a campaigner for cleaner water in the Dublin area. And she's against a major new water treatment plant, which will return treated water along a 6-kilometre marine pipeline near Ireland's Eye.
Here in Portmarnock Beach, we have an excellent status. It's one of the few remaining excellent status beaches in the whole of Dublin. I'm campaigning to keep it that way, not just for the people who bathe in its waters, but for the fishermen who use the shellfish waters, and for the protected harbour porpoise that live in these waters.
This is man-made when it comes to beaches being closed forever, or beaches being considered poor water quality, because we're pumping out raw sewage, or perhaps there was a big rainfall, into the sea. Why are we doing that?
Because it's easy, because we don't want to put the money into a proper infrastructural system that will stop this from happening. The two biggest pressures on our waters are wastewater treatment facilities and runoff from agricultural land. And in Ireland, we basically go for the easiest and cheapest option instead of for the one that's the most ecologically sensitive.
So we have a growing population, which means more sewage, mm-hmm. which means more feces. So why not build bigger water treatment plants?
Well, it's not about the water treatment plants being big, it's actually about them being more sustainable and using the best available technology. And at the moment, we're not doing that. Ringsend, the loading calculations for Ringsend were off in the very, very beginning. And that's why we're in the situation that we are at the moment. It's overloaded. We're also not putting proper implementation in regards to fats and grease in our sewers, baby wipes in our sewers. They're all blocking up our sewers, and they're contributing to the problems that we're having with sewage overflows into all of our bathing waters.
But you have no problem going into this beach swimming, but other beaches not so?
Well, you know, I've no problem going into this beach, and I wouldn't discourage anybody from swimming because it's a great thing. But we need to be aware that the councils need to be giving us updates if there is sewage overflows, if the water testing is out. People need to have the choice as to whether to go in and risk their health or not. Unfortunately, ecologically, the animals that live there don't have that choice, so that's another reason why we need to know exactly what quality our waters are at.
Sabrina Joyce Kemper, they're a campaigner for cleaner water in the Dublin area, as Henry said. I mentioned you're on Portmarnock Beach, Henry, and I assume there are swimmers there. It is a clean beach, and people are allowed to swim in Portmarnock. What's the atmosphere like?
Yeah, it was blue skies, a bit cloudy now, but you could say a party atmosphere. Everyone is social distancing. Lots of dry robes, lots of people, different shapes and sizes, and a ghetto blaster pumping out Counting Crows. Let's take a listen.
Water quality here is very good. There's no problem with water quality here at all. It's checked every few days by Fingal County Council, and the results are put up here on the post. But we don't have an issue here. Last summer we did, it was because of a sewerage pipe, but apart from that, no, we don't have a problem.
The water quality, some days it's beautiful and clear, and then other days it's, I suppose, murky, but it's overall fabulous.
And should it be tested not just in the summer?
I was going to say that, yeah. I didn't know that. My mum only told me that there recently, because there was a bit of an overspill, wasn't there, with the weather or the rain. So definitely should be tested
all year.
Yeah. I always feel super healthy, really.
Yeah.
And has it helped you get through lockdown? You're in a pink dry robe.
Hugely. Yeah, I started for lockdown. I had arthritis, so I did it for those reasons. But yeah, hugely helped.
Oh, happy days. So I swim here every day for about the last 25 years.
Every day?
Yeah, well, I live locally, so it's handy to get out. But you know what I mean, not every day. I have breakfast every day, and I swim as often as I can. The water here is very clean, it's blue flag, and as a community here on this side of the city, we're trying to hold on to the water quality here. Because I know I have a friend in Sandymount, and she can't swim there. They can't get in and swim because of the pollution going in to Sandymount from rivers and so on.
You're just out of the water, how was it?
Amazing. Just swam a half hour.
You swam for half an hour?
Yeah.
So that's like more than a kilometre.
Let's say that.
And did you find it clean?
Oh yeah, it's beautiful, absolutely stunning water here. It's the Velvet Strand, and it's just the clearest water I've swum in years. So, feels tropical.
Yeah, Henry McKean there speaking to some of the swimmers on Port Marnock Breach. It is a disgrace, the state of our water courses in this country, including our rivers and the nitrates in them. The southeast is one of the worst parts of the country, actually, when you look at a map of nitrate levels in water. Anyway, Henry, thanks a million for all of that.